Good morning. Good morning. We want to review the halachas of Mashiv Verduach and Bissain Mashiv Verduach Marad Goshem and Marad Atol and Bissain Talamot to the Brocha Bissain Brocha. So, starting the first day of Pesach, we change from saying Mashiv Verduach Marad Goshem to not reciting that phrase. Nusach Svar replaces that phrase with Marad Atol. Nusach Ashkenaz does not say any phrase at all, and it goes from Rav Lo Hoshia to Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed. Nusach Ashkenaz goes from B'Sein Talamot to the Bracha to B'Sein Bracha. Nusach Edut HaMizrach, they have actually different Bracha. That they full different bracha, Baruch Aleinu, as opposed to bracha Barachenu, that they say in the summer, a different bracha than they say in the winter. If a person mistakenly says, B'Sein Talamot Adi Bracha, or the person mistakenly says, Mashiv Verduach Marad Goshem, this is going to be problematic. These are not things that one should be saying in the summertime. And we look at we define the needs of rain. And the idea of praising Kadosh Baruch about rain based in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, that's not the time of rain. So it's not a praise to Hashem, and we should not be asking for that. So a person realizes that mistake before he finishes the bracha. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha about the Gibor. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha Baruch Aleinu. A person realizes this mistake only after he completed the bracha of Baruch Aleinu or the bracha of Atah Gibor, Mechayimei HaMeizim. So that point in time is going to affect his Shmoneh Esrei. The difference between the two is by the bracha of Mechayimei HaMeizim, once he realizes that he's completed the bracha and he said the wrong phrase, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And by Baruch Aleinu, he just goes back to the beginning of the bracha Baruch Aleinu. A person completed Shmoneh Esrei with either one of these things having been said when they should not be said, a person has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If a person said Mashiv Verduach Marad Goshem, the person said B'Sein Talamot Adi Bracha, and he already completed Shmoneh Esrei, he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If a person is not sure if he said the phrase correctly or not, so for the first 30 days, we assume the person said it incorrectly. After 30 days, we assume that the person has become accustomed to saying it correctly, and we assume that he said it correctly. If a person planned to say it correctly, at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, he planned to say it correctly, and he was davening with some level of kavana, and the question only arose much later, so then we assume that he said it correctly. If a person knows his nature to become accustomed to changing phrases more quickly or more slowly. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in Sefer Isha Yisrael that a person can follow his own nature. So how would he know? A person can sort of like watch when he's these type of phrases, when he's saying them, if you could sort of like not actively think about it, see what comes out, you can see whether you're accustomed to changing more quickly or more slowly. If a person would like to train himself to change himself more quickly, become ragal over here, so the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that if a person on the beginning of the time of change says it multiple times, he becomes used to the changing. How many times does he have to say it? So for the purpose of changing from B'Sein Talamot Adi Bracha to B'Sein Bracha, a person has to say it 90 times. A person only decided to do this a few days into the change. The days that he already said counts towards the 90 times. In regards to Mashiv Verduach Marad Goshem, a person, if he said Nusach Svar, he would say Rav Lo Hoshia Marid Hatol. Rav Lo Hoshia Marid Hatol. For Nusach Ashkenaz, he would say Rav Lo Hoshia Mechal Kachayim Bechesed. He says that 90 times, he becomes ragal to change. The Mishabur brings an opinion of the Chassam Sofer that for the purposes of changing Ruach HaMoreh LeGoshem, a person should say it 101 times. If a person realizes his mistake, when he said Baruch HaTzor, he didn't say Hashem's name yet, even then he goes back to the beginning, all he has to do is go back to the beginning of the Baruch. Once he says Baruch HaTzor Hashem, this becomes questionable. What should he do? Should he say the bracha, thereby forcing him to go back to the beginning? Should he say lamdeni chukecha and allow him to go back to the beginning of the bracha? So Mishnah Berurah brings that he can say lamdeni chukecha to allow himself to go back to the beginning of the bracha, as opposed to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei from Asher Baruch, or having said the bracha incorrectly and then being forced to repeat the bracha. These are some of the basic halachas of Mashiach Baruch and the same Talmud, the same bracha. One more point. If a person says Mashiach Baruch, that's not a problem. The issue over here, where he said Murid HaGoshem, Nechal Kil, so instead of saying Murid HaTol, he said Murid HaGoshem, instead of not saying anything at all, he said Murid HaGoshem, but if he says just Mashiach Baruch and he corrects himself before he finishes the end of the phrase, that's not problematic. That's not a problem at all. So a person says Rav Hoshia, Mashiach Baruch, Michal Kelchaim Bechesed, he's fine. There's no need to correct anything. The issue was mentioning the idea of rain, and he did not mention the meaning of rain. Some of these are some of the basic halachas of Murid HaTol / not Mashiach Baruch Murid HaGoshem and B'Sein Baruch. We should have a good day, have a good night.